جاتے ساتھ میرا بار اور پھر سکی مائن چار جاتے بہت میرا بار کھنائی جو شو بہن اکھنائی نہیں دیا دکھا رہا شنائی جو بھی شو بہن لائی نائی لکھاؤ اس سے شو بتائی رہا یہ کہ دیکھتے ہوں لائی کھین لائی نامی ہے The same question he had a chafal from his day. The question was, how do you know that the Ari Suri are not in the Paris? The Chizkiya Rababa already answered that. Right, that was the whole Tublat. Was the reason, Chizkiya's reason, why you're Yachel. And Rababa learned it, actually we had two Pshatim Rababa. Either from the Neveila, Gerasha B'Sharecha, or from Eisai, from Kel Tashlich and Eisai. So here, the Gemara teaches us a brand new limud. How do you know that the Yisrael had not? Well, my view, how does the Pesach Hashem, the Dominai, take the play in the Lai Yerachel? Lai Yerachel is Rechi Lamashma, Lai Yisrael no Lai Mashma. He doesn't agree with Chizkiya. He knows the Yerachel is not Mashma Hanah. I take the play in the Vela, like Rav Aval, Tavak Rav Yehuda, Tavak Dvarik Yisrael. That Yehuda holds that you should give it, the person is coming to teach you, you should daka give it to a ger, and daka sell it to a guy. Yisavakar of Yehuda, Tehkar, Mehachar, Nafakar of Yehuda, from the Kerat Tashlich and Aizai. It still goes to the spirit of Limud. From Kerat Tashlich and Aizai, we learned that Oysi Atamash of Kefar Leklavim, and Via Atamash of Leklavim, Kali Sersha Batai, right? So, the Gemara says, you can't do that either. Because Savakar is just a barbara, they like it. Because he uses eyesight to teach us the Isra Chulish and Shlub Azara. Because of that, all three we moved in, he can't agree with. Me nine. So how does he know Isra Azara? It's clear of a fourth limud. It says, Kol chatas asha yuva nindama. Any chatas that's shefted outside of the, in the place where all kabbalas are shefted, in the suffering of the Beit HaMikdash, outside of the of the Heichal. If you bring it inside, Shei Tamad Laime Be'esh Tesare, Ma Tamad Laime Be'esh Tesare, meaning you look good by. You don't need Be'esh Tesare to tell you the carbon itself is burnt, it's good that he may say, yeah. Today, I wouldn't even call you Sir Shabbatai. So this is what we're going to talk from an extra Be'esh Tesare. How do you, why is Be'esh Tesare for extra? Because it already said that he may say, yeah. Now the question that Rashi and Tosfos here argue about is what is the Hinei Seiref? The Hinei Seiref is talking after Nadav and Abihu were killed, and Moshe Rabbeinu told Aaron that although you're Aveilim, you should still eat from the Karbanis. And then it says, Darash, Darash, Moshe, the Hinei Seiref. Moshe looked into it and he found that Aaron didn't listen to him, at least not for all the Karbanis. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, why did you burn it? Hey, my Huva, the blood wasn't brought on a Kodesh Penimah. Nobody brought the blood inside. So why'd you burn it? That's what Moshe said. So what's the deal? Moshe says, if it would have been brought inside, then it would be correct to burn it. That's how Rashi learns this Gemara. Moshe Rabbeinu would say, why'd you burn it? The blood wasn't brought in. Hey, my Huva, the dam is burning, it's right to burn. That's what Rashi learns. That's what Chayyim are very glad to shot. The Taisus has a problem. What's he Taisus? The city they say up to Rish Rashi, probably the Maisha, Hing Lai Huva, Dam Ala Kaddish Tanima. The Chlaal Dim Huva, Shakar Abba, the Sarfua. So from there we learn out that if the blood was brought in, then Aaron the Kaddish would have been right to burn it. But to give Taisus, it's a sure that the Shlaim is even if the blood was brought in, it would be wrong to burn it. The heart safua b'lei ibur tzura. If they burst it the same day, ibur tzura means, literally ibur tzura means you, its form is, it becomes destroyed. But what it really means here is that if you have certain types of basar kaidish which have to be burned, some of them you're allowed to burn right away, and some the ibur tzura. There are situations where you have to leave it overnight, and then you burn it the following day. Bava b'fei ha'kei tzitzayim, kol pshula b'gufa, yisarf liyad, And he has a tzur in the body of the car that you burn taka right away. But the dam of the body went through, but through Rasa. If the blood spills out, or something happens to the blood, or the Bairam dies, so they have to burn the carbon, because there's no one that could be nischata with it, there's no dante kushpritz with it. To but to after the upper thread, you have to wait overnight. So Fred, the Shabbat Shmoimai, he's asking Rashi. How could Rashi say, Hengai Huva, Midama, Ela Kodesh Panima, is coming for a deal? That if the blood was brought Ela Kodesh Panima, the disciple would be appropriate. It's not true. I would have been wrong for burning it, even if the dam was brought. I like Kodesh Panima. That's Tosfos Kashi on Rashi. So the stifler learns a nice long distance to the Machlokes Tosfos in Rashi. And I think, even though he doesn't say so, it seems to be related to a stifler we had earlier in the past. I think let's speak out what he said. We have a rule of still in the basar of the Kodesh, Yisarek Miyad. If the basar of a carbon gets absorbed, it gets burnt immediately. The question is blood, is the dam of a carbon considered part of the basar HaKarbon? Or is the dam considered something separate that happens to be in the carbon? Does the dam have a din of basar HaKarbon or not? Or to put it more simply, the dam becomes possible. Why do you burn the carbon? You burn the carbon because part of it became possible? Or is it just because, well, you can't split the dam, so the carbon, you're not allowed to eat the carbon. So maybe we have to burn. You understand? Again, there's two ways of looking at it. So the first chakira was, is the dam considered part of the carbon? If you go a step further, if you say the dam is part of the carbon, then when there's absorbing the dam, the reason that you burn it is because it's absorbing the carbon. If you say that the dam is not part of the carbon, then when there's absorbing the dam, why do you burn the carbon? It's absorbing it. It's only because you can't schmitz the blood. If you can schmitz the blood, there would not be anything wrong with the carbon. But if the dam became possible, now you can't schmitz it under the Mizbeah. Memela, you're going to have to burn the carbon. Because Zrika, schmitzing the blood, is the matir. You know how to eat a carbon until you schmitz the blood. So if you can't schmitz it because something happened to the blood, so then it was, that's why you have to burn it. That's the question. Why is it that the dam is part of the carbon and it's pulling the carbon? Lamai Nafkanina. Nafkanina, right away you'll understand the good side. Let's say I shut the carbon. And I catch the blood in two cups instead of in one. I have two pails. I catch the blood in two pails. One of those two pails, the blood in one of those two, becomes tame, or becomes brought into the pnim. Something was wrong with the blood of one of those two pails. But I saw the other pail of blood. Is the carbon possible? You see, it's telling the chakira. If you learn that the dam is part of the carbon, and when part of the carbon becomes possible, the whole carbon is possible, then even if you catch the blood in two pails, and only one pail of it becomes possible, it's absorbing the carbon. The dam is part of the carbon. And if it's absorbing any part of the carbon, the whole thing has to get burnt. However, you learn the second side, that the dam is not part of the carbon. It's separate. It's just that if you can do Zrika, you burn the carbon. Well, here you could do Zrika, because you have two pails, one of them became possible, but the other pail is still good. So, so if you're going to learn that the dam is not part of the carbon, then the second pail of dam would save the carbon, because this is the second pail, and the carbon will be good. Now, how do you see that? So we'll see. That's what you're going to get to. He said that there are two ways to learn in the Psul of Dam. The Psyche brings the Gemara in Tvachim, in which he's Taylor to Shmachlaikis. He says it's Taka Machlaikis. Now, if somebody shuts the carbon and he catches the blood in the pail, and the blood doesn't become possible. It just spills out. It spills onto the floor, and he's stuck. He has no doubt. Let's say that's what happens. It just spills onto the floor, and he's stuck. He has no doubt. Nishpach adam. Or nevar adam. You can't find it. You don't know which dam it is. The dam didn't become possible. The dam just spilled out. There, everybody agrees, the carbon is not possible. Nothing, there's no reason to pass the carbon, the dam's still out. It's still out. That's not a spill, it's not one of the spillway, it's not how long that they could spill dam spilling out. It's just you can't do zvika. So the mice, in that case, everyone agrees. It is nishpach adam, everyone agrees, there's no spill in the carbon itself. So in that case, are you allowed to burn the carbon today? No, right now it's a perfectly good carbon. It's just missing zrika, it's waiting for zrika. Now you and I know the zrika will never happen because the blood got spilled out. But the basar is good basar carbon. The same thing, the shechted animal, a chatas. And before you spritz it, the owner of the chatas dies. But he dies, again, you're never going to spritz the blood because it's not going to be a kapara for him anymore. But you have to wait, you can't burn the meat today, because the meat is a kosher carbon. Just we know there'll never be a zrika. But there's no bayah. In those two cases, there's a din of Dibur Tzura. You have to leave the meat overnight, till it gets potter belina. The chatas is eaten for that day and the following night. So you wait for the following day. The following day, it's nicer, and then you burn it. Then it got upstool. Even though the day before you know it's going to become nicer, because you know the blood is spilled out, and you know the violin dies. But there's nothing you can do. Right now the buster is good, you wait overnight. You can't do Zrika if the person's dead. Once he's dead, you can't do it. That's a chasot shemei to bala. And you can't do Zrika. So the halacha, it says the dam of the bailin to uba turasa. If something happens to the dam and the bailin to uba turasa, it's certainly true if the blood spills or if the owner dies. Now, the shaila is, what happens if the dam becomes tame, or the dam is brought to Nima, it's brought inside the ayomaye, it's brought inside the heichal? If it still happens to the dam, do you need to wait overnight? That's the cycle that's totally in our shayla. If you learn a psul to the dam is like a psul to the basar, it's a psul, it's a halacha in the carbon, that the carbon became possible, then you can burn it that day. Then you can burn it that day, you don't have to wait over that. If you learn the second way, no, dam is not basar. And if something happens to the dam, the basar is still good. Just you can't spritz the dam became tummy. You can't spritz the tummy dam on the Mizbeah. Well, the dam was brought this nim, it's also possible it can't be spritzed on the Mizbeah. If you learn that the psul in the dam just makes it ineligible for Zrika, then you need to wait overnight for the psul in the dam too. It's the same thing the dam spilling out, and the same thing the dam becoming possible. Tysus learned the second way. Tysus learned that there's no difference if the blood spills out. There's no difference if the blood becomes possible. Either way, you need to wait overnight, to back to Rasa. Because Taisa tells the dam doesn't have a din of the basar. So since the dam doesn't have a din of the basar carbon, so Taisa is asking a kasha on Rashi. That even if Aaron HaKohen would have brought the dam this nim, he still would have no hesed to burn. That's what Taisa is asking. But Rashi could learn the first way. Rashi could learn that no, dam is part of the basar. And it's taka true that if the dam spills out, or the dam gets lost, you have to wait overnight. Two basarasa. But if the dam was taking this nim, then that's absorbing the carbon. Then you don't need two basarasa. Then you can burn it the same day. So Rashi learned that you taka could burn it the same day. Here, the dam is the din of the basar. It's absorbing the carbon in the gufa carbon, and these are absorbing the gufa carbon, so you burn it the same day, you don't have to wait overnight. So the machlokes Rashi and Tosfos, it turns out, is probably in this machlokes, in this chakira, how you treat how you look at the dam of a carbon. Now, she had the dam of a carbon that brought the sneem, is it stolen the whole carbon? You burn it the same day. And Tosfos learns that it's stolen the dam is just the independence of the carbon, it's just makes that you can't do Zerika. And therefore it's not the you need to basurat. It's not a stolen the carbon, and therefore says the Rashi, you should need to basurat. Because really Aaron did it, really Aaron Akai and burnt the first for reason. Moshe was just telling the same day. Moshe came the same day and he said, why did you eat it? So I said, Moshe, you didn't sign up. Okay. So the stifler is in the old stifler, the Chelek Dalet, the Mechafei. The old stiflers are just Chelek Aleph Beit and not by the Sefer. Chelek Dalet, the Mechafei. Now this stifler is similar. And that's called Bezim and Aleph. Well, on the day, you had Harry Dunn? Harry Dunn? I think I need to step around that. Because off on the day, right? Mm-hmm. Okay. So we had there, what do we have? Gira Nasha and Dam. Right. Gimel is Aleph. Okay. Aleph is Bezim and Achari. So by Dam, the stifler declared the same Shiloh. But now it got the Kabbalah. They declared is Dam of an animal, the same part considered part of the group of the animal. There, we were talking about the Halakha, the Gemara said, Kishahutra Nevela, he's the Giba the Chelba Hutra. Now when the Gira, when the Nevela was made Mutabagah, the Gira Nash and the Chelba were also made Mutabagah. That was said, why don't we say that we know Dam is Mutaba Anah because Kishorotra Nadeva, he's the Chelba Begida, the Dama Hotra. What they bring right from there, that the Dam is not considered the Basar. Dam and the Basar are two different things. Dam and Basar, Dam is not considered part of the Basar. That was his Raya, I think I mentioned to you. He also brought a Raya that Dam Adam is Muslim in Atari. You're allowed to drink Dam Adam in Atari. And the Rishayim, Machos Rishayim, some Rishayim hold Basar Adam and Dam in Atari. The Dam is Muslim. It's also a Raya that the Dam and the Basar are not, Dam is not Basar. Dam is a separate entity within a person.
Okay, Dam is not Basar, that's
how it's called. Halakhically, means it's part of. It's true. What you're saying is true. It could be, I think what you mean, that by the very level we'll say Dam is not Basar. Now by carbon we could say, it's not exactly the same, we don't have to say the carbon is Dam Basar. The question is Dam part of the group of carbon, it's all one group together, you're right. It's just similar ice cook in the way the sample looks. Okay, so Chabdala number out. Imeina yinyin la'achila, do we have an extra part? Imeina yinyin la'achila, we know it's not about achila, it's another portion. Tinei yinyin l'sahana. So this is where we know that Kol Yisur Shavitayr, any Yisur Asir is also after Bahana, unless you have a Giloi that tells you different. Ima can't strafe up Kol Yisur Shavitayr with strafe. Now, it's a new thing, it's not like this here, it's not like Rav Ol. Who's the one talking here, Rav Shulman Levi. Question of Rav Shulman Levi, now, all Yisur Anah should be chayv in strafe up. We learned them all out of the Pasuk Vayishti Sarei. They should have to burn it. I'm a krab, a kodesh v'ishti sorry, but kodesh v'sreifa. The din sreifa is only, in general terms, is only by karbanis. Then kol yisur shavatayr v'sreifa. Other yisurim, I have this hashvisu, you have to burn it. But it's not a rule that all of the yisurim in the Torah have to be burned. End of Rabbi Shulman Levi's drush. Then we have a fourth opinion. The tiskiya, we have Rabbi Avol, two pshatim of Rabbi Avol, either in Rizal Nevel or from Chalkash Lichonai Zay. Now we have a fourth drasha we learned out of Goresh Tisare. Take the Gemara. Hi, the Kodesh Goresh Tisare. Malachi Yudha Asa. We need it for something else. The Baruch Reb Shimon Italian. Reb Shimon, I read the Kodesh Goresh Tisare. We need it Al-Khazah Shasarf and I said the Kodesh. We need his mother to teach us that when you burn the carbon, you have to burn it to be a Kodesh. Then we have Zubobad. I would only know Achaka, Sulei Kachim Kachim, Zimulei Kachim Kalami 9. How do you know other things that have to be burnt because of a soul that they have to be burnt in the Beit HaMikdash, Tabit Laila, the Kodesh Beish Nisare. Anything with Kodesh is burnt, by Kodesh. So this slugs up the previous Levon. We need the process for something else. So remember, we start, the fourth Levon is L'chayra off, and now again, the B'shul Ben Levi, Ahum Ravana, needs another drasha. Amalei, Rav Yehudah Rabbah, Mahai Krah, Amalei, Rav Yehudah Rabbah, Mahai Krah, Amalei. Learn from a different passage. So you said, pull the fifth drasha, or a replacement to the fourth drasha, Mahai Krah, Amalei. Again, what are we trying to figure out? That all Yisrei Torah are also Ba'adma, unless there's a B'sayr Shehet. In Yivasa, Yivasa, Amiluah, Min Alechem, and Abayker, Shein Tamar Loi, Min Loi, Yachel. Says if it's nicer, don't eat it. What do you mean, don't eat it? Ma Tamar Loi, Min Yachel. You don't need to tell me about Yachel. You have to burn nicer. Many of you look who say, Tak Siva, Sarasa, Sarasa, Be'esh. You don't have to tell me you don't eat nicer, the Torah says burn it. So they were really in the Shai, Sarasa, so it tells us that other Yisroel Shabbatayra are Asa. Domeini Yilachila. They can't tell me other Yisroel Asa Bachila. The Torah says the Pharisees don't eat it by other Yisroel. So they learn the Mitzvah Adna. So we learn all Yisroel Adna from the Pasuk over here, the Sarapta, in Yivasa, 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 in I don't say everything has to be burnt, all Yisroel Adna, no. On the Korah, the Sarata, the Sarata, the Sarata, Raisa, the Sarata, they call it Sarata, the Sarata, the Sarata. So now we have a second drush. We're learning it out of the Moya Yachel that says by Raisa. So we're not calling Sarata, the Sarata, that they're also Yisrael Hanah. So if the Gemara again, the Gemara starts it up. Hi, the Yachel, Achi, the Asa. When Yaakov of Naisa comes to teach us Yisrael Anah, that's not true. Hamavayla ki Rav Elazar, Dam Rav Elazar. When Yaakov ki Kaidishu comes to teach us, Kosha b'Kaidish Pasul. And he has any soul of Kedusha, but Kosha b'Litei Laisa, say Alachi Lasai. It's a general laugh. So again, we're shrugging it up by saying that this Pasul is needed for something else. So Amavayla, Lahayla Mikrakan. We learn a little out of Ba'ish Tisare. First pasuk that we have at the bottom of Chafkim Lamed Bay. Veipach, I add a kasha. Veipach, the list of Beish Tisari. Boy, 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 Seichal. My common boy, Seichal. I mean, you look like this after learning the Rabbi Laza. Today we look like this should be fair. Instead of learning it out of Beish Tisari, like we did before, we shrug that up, that because it's Beish Tisari is extra. Say that Loi Seichal is extra. The main you lachim, today we reach the Rabbi Laza. So it's telling you everything is also bad luck. That any time the Torah asks us something by Achila, it's understood that it's also by Hanar as well. I will say, you might come betray Pah Kosh, the Shabbat Torah betray them. I, if you can learn out of Baish Tesarev, or out of Baishaychal, that says by Sun the Karbin. So just like that, you say that there. Oh, my Korah, Hanar, I said, I'm going to Shabbat Torah betray. What he's doing is, we have two drashas. He's taking one, of the first drasha, he's taking one pasuk, Lo Seichal, which comes to tell you, it's extra, comes to tell you Yisrei Hanah. How do you know that it doesn't mean Sreifa? But then he doesn't take from the first drasha, they take from the second drasha, from Naisa. Now by Naisa, we had a miyot, that Naisa betrays us, and Koi Sreisha betrays us. So we end up now with the fourth drasha. Omele Yotop Al-Abaya, Ve'ele Lichudeh Le'ilav L'Gufei Hodasa. Maybe this is coming to tell you a laugh. To give you a light essay. Dina de Rabbi Larza, I Rabbi Larza said that Kosha B'Kaidesh is a light essay. And you make your Asha B'Kaidesh. That's a general laugh. A general laugh you don't get Malkus. So maybe the Sefer comes to tell you a specific laugh. But how do you know to dash? To say in any Indian percussion, for anything else. Anytime you can make a drasha for the percussion itself, you don't say it in the union. So we may well, let's learn a percussion to teach us Malkus, and then I won't learn it out anywhere else. Elo amra papa mehacha, yudanu pas. Babasar asha yigah b'chol tome lo yayichal, v'eish yisari. Shei tam alonu lo yayichal, lo yayichal, ma tam alonu lo yayichal, mein yudanu pas. I don't need it to tell you that basar which becomes tome I don't need that. So now come in the kavah chayim. The kavah chayim, madach meister hakal, madach hakal on the Torah. Why do you ask him in a betanim? Madach meister sheni, which becomes tamei. That's more cool than kashin. And you don't need it when it's tamei, but the kodesh chaver like kashin. So certainly, bosser becomes tamei. You know, madach meister sheni, you don't need if it becomes tamei. Certainly not but the kodesh. So therefore, it's an extra pasuk. To say no, but if it's a kavachayla, we don't give malchus because of the kavachayla. Hekeshu, no, it's a hekesh. Bekhtiv, leitzlucha lecha b'sharecha, maizid gantza tireshra b'yitzarecha. The same pasuk it mentions maizid, b'charis b'charecha, and kavanis. It's a hekesh for maizid to kavanis, that they're both also b'tzumah. Ma'atam v'mayna la'yirachem. We have again an extra la'yirachem, and maybe in the gufay today, we're in the chalisir shabateya, the many of Achilas and Eilanah. So we actually learned now a fourth version. We have the first shot on the bottom of the Yomit, later on the top, Abaya, who tried to take part of the first Russian part of the second Russian. Now it's a fourth Limud. Maybe I can remember the time that just comes to teach me. Emak, how the Sreb, which is called the Sreb, the Sreb, from a Quran, no, sir. That he still uses the old question of, no, sir, I said the Sreb, which is the Sreb. So what we did in practice for Daf Yomi, what we did today is we went through four drashas, and as someone in my shul who learning Daf Yomi a 14-year cycle, it comes late every day. He learns every Yomid day. The next time around, he also learns every Yomid Al. But anyway, what do we do? Here we went through a bunch of drashas. Everything's important. These drashas don't teach us any new halacha, because these are just replacement drashas for Rav Avolin Fiske. Yeah? But they are important, I'll tell you why. Because many achrayim are mashmiya, how do we pass them? Fiske Rav Avolin. We pass the Fiske Rav Avolin. They pretty serious in the Rambam. The Rambam brings Rav Avolin's lashon. And then he brings that chulin shadishna bazar as they like. Unless I might deny it. There are inconsistencies in the Rambam and how we pass it. So everybody tries to figure out a way to answer. The Rambam says that the Rambam really learns it out of, he doesn't hold any of the previous three drashas, he learns it out of one of these drashas. And these drashas teach us that every loyachal, in the Torah, means Yisurayana. In other words, we can learn out of whichever one of these drashas you want. The Rambam is a pasuk. He doesn't tell us Shaki Gemara how he passes. But once you learn it out of any of these drushes, what are these drushes telling you? The Kol Yisurah Shem HaTayra. Anytime the Torah asks something by Chila, it includes Hanah. So that these drushes are in a sense important in this in La Halacha, in that the Rambam is really passing that way. But the Rambam believes that every Lo Yarechal means Yisurah Hanah, but it can't mean above all, because the Yom Kol Shem HaShtu Bazar. Is a dead item. They can't dash on the couch that's with an item. And came up from the day well, because he holds like reviewed it at Dvarki Sabbath. He never said it to anybody. So the understanding is of the Rambam is that the Rambam needs to pass to like this long sugya, whichever drashi is passing. The Gemara is not done yet. It's still one more piece. Will we hold me? Two lines in the bottom, Chatal Rav. Omer Rabbeinu Rav Ashi. Ve'emar lavo lo v'shnei lavin. How do you know? So the main union. Maybe Layeyacha comes to the second lav to tell you. Lavi Omer Abaya. Didn't Abaya tell us once that you could do an Aveira and be over many lavin? Ochu putisa, like Arba, Namala, like a Chamisha, different shrutin, get different amounts of malchus. Sira, like a Shisha, fly, the flying sheriff has an extra lav. So why don't you use it for an extra drasha? Unless you told him a rule. Kol heichad, the ikul amidrish, dashinu. Anytime you can dashin, even in any union, it's a different union. We dashin, v'lo yukmina v'lavi yaseirah. We never try to test things dying for an extra life. Ma'bat ha-shiga b'chotami la'yayachel, the reisha l'amali, l'rabis eitzim u'levayma, that eitzim u'levayma also have psulim that require sreifa. The Sefer Rabbi, the Rabbi say Murim. Tell us a Murim that become possible, they also need to write. אם הוא נהל פנאפטו בתל יענת אשר צריך לבוסם בזה ברשום השום ובעדי פסעמו I've got a different person to teach us a Emurim, Emurim which are normally burnt under the Seder. Right? The person this person eats, that's one thing, that you burn it. What about Emurim that are normally burnt under the Seder? Maybe there's a Psur you still burn it under the Seder. No. It tells you, no, that you burn it like Nisa. So why do we need two Psur? Kim Hasam, so the Seder goes to the car and talk to the Spurs of Allah. There are two things. One is when the Bible becomes Tameh, that's Tameh Seder, that's just the car. And one is when the pasta becomes tame. That's a lot. Two different things. This is the end of the drashas. I would still want to just speak out briefly on Ochel Tzitzis like Arba. There's a interesting place in place. In Hilchos Shvatim. And we all know that it's eating bugs is a frightening thing because someone who spouses is over many surin. If somebody eats a vegetable that wasn't checked, it could be over and eating many insects, and each of them is many surin, and it could be many, many lavin. It's a frightening thing. So earlier in the year, the first parak, I mentioned one yimut zchus. And that was, Shem Mizam brought down, misasek. But you can argue, just like misasek means on Shabbos, if you bend out, pick up a cucumber, and you think it's just fell on the floor, you pick it up. It comes out, the cucumber really is attached to the ground, and you lift it out, you're misasek. You were meant to do a davar amotah, and you did a davar asur. It's a psur of misasek. So Shulchan Aruch talked about maybe when you eat lettuce, you're misasek, you're busy eating lettuce, you don't mean to eat bugs. So maybe you could have a psur daraisa of misasek, because Shulchan Aruch didn't particularly like that heter. He says, no, eating whatever's there, whatever's normally there. But anyway, that was a limud zchus. The crazy place is Rav Elyon Eitschitz. And he also writes this as a limud zchus. He doesn't say to be sadach on lechatzila. He wants to write a limud zchus on Yidden. Is a beria bottle? You have a bug. And the bug is mixed. You make a... you make a, whatever it is you make, you take a vegetable that has insects in it, you make a broccoli kugel, or you make whatever other delicacies you particularly might like, and they're bugs in there. Are they buckle b'shishin? So why are they not buckle b'shishin? There's no yeradaya, why not buckle b'shishin? The berries are buckle b'shishin. Is that the question? If you look at Sinan Kofala, the Hilchos Beria, the definition of Beria, there are a few conditions. One of the definitions of a Beria is Nasar Mitchilas Briyasam. Something that was utter from the moment it was created. For example, let's say you have a chicken. The chicken is a kosher animal. Is it a kosher bird? The chicken gets a hole in its lungs. It was all in its lung. And then the chicken runs out into the pen and it gets confused with other chickens. And for whatever reason, you can't tell which one it is. So you can't tell. Tell you, somebody shot an arrow at the chicken, got a hole in its lung. And then the other skin got healed already. And then you can't tell which chicken it is. Is it buffle? Is it a beria? It's not a beria. Because it's not also the chilas briyasa. An animal, which is a trefa, it's not called a beria because it's not also mitchilas briyasa. When it was originally created, it wasn't in the beria. It only became in the beria later. Being that it only came in the beria later, that's not a beria. What about a bug? Is a mosquito also mitchilas briyasa? Sorry, yes. Mosquito is an insect from the minute it's born or attached. It's not a mitchilas briyasa. But Yosef Eitschitz says, we know there are two types of insects, two categories. There's sherek ha'aretz, there are insects that, like worms, that grow on the ground, or mosquitoes that grow on the earth. There's another type of insects, there are certain groups of insects, that are hatched on food. That's always the way that they're hatched. They're hatched on food. Certain types of mites, certain types of insects, there's a word place can use a Yiddish word for it, which I always can't remember, that there's a certain insect that the Rambam calls it Noldin Me'ipush Ha'achila. They hatch from spoiled food. It's not back to spoiled food, but it means from food. That's where the eggs hatch. Just like you have lice, a type of lice that only hatch in a scalp. That's the Metzius of that bug. So you have many types of insects which are hatch only in certain types of food. Insects that hatch on food are not awesome in Atayla until they're showed it's ala aret. If you could catch an insect, you have lettuce on your shelf, and you look at it with a magnifying glass, and you see a little egg hatch and a bug be born, that bug is looking in Atayla. As long as it's still on the food, it's not awesome. Not also until it's shayit ala aret, until it cools off the food, falls on the ground, it comes back to the food, you know, it goes to walk. But because the man they're not shayit ala aret, shayit ba'avir, they fly, or shayit ala ma'in, as long as they're in the food, that's a halakha shulchan aruch. They're not also in that type.
I know it came from
food. Right? Well, we know certain types of bugs that you always find in, only in lettuce, or bugs that you find only in the sheep and in
wheat. So you came from the ground.
Particularly, in previous generations, there were big problems with certain insects and leaves. A lot of these things, what you're checking for in lettuce, why are you checking the lettuce and you're not checking your challah? Because lettuce have eggs which hatch on them. And that's what creates all of these bugs. Now, even though the tendency of the bug is to crawl on the ground, to come back onto the bug is awesome in Atayla, but Titus the Kleisi of Kleisi, they're not Nesar Mitzchilas Priyasa. They're not author from the moment that they were created. The moment they were created, they were Heter. They were on the lattice. They were not Shayas Ala Aret. And therefore, the Beria is bubble. It's bubble. The Mela, if you pick up the bug with a tweezer and you eat it, it's a problem. But when it's not recognizable in the mixture, it's bubble. It's not a barrier, it's not necessarily a barrier.
Shisha, right?
Shisha.
Is that a Drabana or no?
What?
That's
a Drabana? Certainly that's a Drabana. I'm saying he's trying to be Malamus with some Klai Yisrael that it's possible. You know what? According to Islam, it shouldn't even be Asma Drabana. It should be Baba Bashishi. It's not Asma Silas, it should be Masa Lachakilim. This is his title. He says, "Called that the Tati room, it's us," and that's the way he writes. We can see it's not possible. But if you what?
You can't see it, so it's not there.
You can't. No, certain things, the flower of a broccoli, I understand, is impossible to check. But it's not discernible. It's just not a smooth surface. Such a thing would be possible. That's the
obvious.
Certainly a wheat, what? Flower, what? If you see it, you have to take it off and throw it out. So it's not possible if you see it. It's only possible if you can't see it. It's indistinguishable. The Chavizdat, the Sibyl Kofalo, brings down the crazy of Placey and he disagrees. And he says, the Rambam touches the word Namala, the word Namala, which we have in Agamar, Namala like the Chamesh. The Rambam says, Namala is Hameilad and Ne'ipa Shachimah. And the mother, the kind of bug which is born in food. In Titus, that a namala is a sheretar. If you look at Rashi in our Gemara, Rashi says namala shu sheretar. Rashi disagrees with the Rambam. But in Titus, among other Titus, he Titus against the Tether. I, the Christ place is right off his Svara. He says, no, he's got it all wrong. What does it mean, Osa Mitzchilas Briyasa, Chavizdat says? It means something which is Osa Be'etza. Something which is a Gufa Isra, it's a Chesed Yisura. That's what it means. The barrier has to be Osa Mitzchilas Briyasa, it means it has to be a Chesed Yisura. A chicken which becomes tray is not a Chesed Yisura. Something happened to it that made a tray. Ba'araya, if a chicken hashes, right away when it hatches, it's got a hole in the lung. God's soul. It's automatic considered to be a barrier. Even though it's also mitzchilas b'riyah, the moment it hatched, it's tray. But it's not also mitzchilas b'riyah, right? But also mitzchilas b'riyah is not, the idea is not in time, that it came off at a certain time. It means there has to be a chesed yisur, it has to be something which is inherently a davar asa, not something happened to it that made it into. So the Chabad Das says, you can have a chicken which is hatched, a tray for, and it's not a barrier. Because it's inherently a chicken, it's just something happened to it. And an insect, even if it was originally hatched on food, it's the act of an insect. It's a sheriff. It's a condition. The sheriff has to crawl. But really, the Chabad Das holds that it has a din barrier, and it disagrees strongly with the crazy place. It's very interesting. I think in the kashrut circle known that in general, Bavs is an area where the Lithish Hechsherim are more makbid than the Chsidish Hechsherim. It happens to be that it is that way. That a lot of Chsidish Hechsherim are less makbid on checking for insects compared to the Lithish or the Yeshivish world. That doesn't say anything to the rest of the house, it just happens to be that way. I found over years that a lot of the Chassidish and Minhagim, where students themselves might not know why, can be traced back, Chassidim are very big into Minhagim, can be traced back to a source. I found that the Sechemet brings from the Tzemach Tzedek, from one of the middle Lubavitcher rabbis, who writes that he heard from the Baal HaTanya. The Baal HaTanya heard from the Magid of Midrash, who was one of the Talmidei of Hashem, that he said that the crazy of crazy, there's an Aishas Gimulai Bin HaShemayim, that it was Bin HaShemayim that he was revealed to him this Heter, and that it's a good Heter that people can rely on. That it's not the Ibar, but to rely that a berry is not Ibar. They're not berry, but the bugs, which are down the vegetables, are bugs. It's an interesting thing that that this place you place, you it's an actual heter, it seems, I can't prove it, but it seems as part of the, what some are relying on as a sort of an equivalent, certainly we'll even flip, on Yidden who are not married. And it happens to be coincidentally, Shabbos, I remember with my Yom Tzatzis Rosh Hashanah. We're up to Daf Yud Gimel. Daf Yud Gimel and Tzatzis Rosh Hashanah is the makar for the whole machlokes about Chodesh. Chodesh is also something which the Lithuanian world is more makbid on, and in the Chassidish world they're not makbid. So I read to them, if you look in the Baal Shem Tov Baal HaTorah, the Parshas Emor, it's brought down there that the Baal Shem, there's a bat heter there. The Bach had the Bach holds Gaudish Farm in the Chutzpah, there's no din of Chodesh. Shach, the Tav, and the Gua, all argue. That's why a lot of places give him a Machmet, not a Nagel. But it's there, it says that the Baal Shem Tov had a dream. The Lashon is very interesting. The language, word for word, what it says there is, the Baal Shem Tov had a dream, that when the Bach died, they cooled off the heaven for 40 days to split Habach, because he was Mechadish, the Heter of Chodesh. I don't know what that means exactly, they called it off. But it says that when the Baal Shem Tov woke up, he told the shamans to go out and get him beer from Chodesh, because Kedai was back with my fellow, and he was sent behind the back test. So it seems that also has a makar in the Baal Shem. It's interesting, if you look there, there's another piece, it says the Baal Shem Tov later in his life started to be enacted on Chodesh. So he was always maker, and then he saw a certain God who was macro, and he started to be macro also. So, a lot of people today are like, they're waiting to get older and start being macro. But it's just an interesting thing that a lot of these things, they're it's in the car, even where the people might not know them. You can't pass it to me. There's a chazanish on this story of the Baal Shem Tov. It's interesting, you look in the Chazanish Arachai, in the Simon Test, that was Joyce. He says the language is Chalua hi ha'alacha. Halacha is a double chomer. The loy nidna li kava misipurim. The stories don't pass in halacha. That's what he writes about this. But at any rate, the okay, getting back here, this is just a shtickle title on the Namala. We have two Atayim, legal day clip of Namala. Rachamei Vashrim, hopefully you didn't need any Namala, but at least you have two things to pull out of your sleeve. You have the Sasek Heter and the Rianton Isaac's Heter as the legal clip. Okay, the next thing is the Sugi of Shulaki Darach Achila, Shulaki Darach Hanoa. But very important, we have to counter. I'll bring in tomorrow a sheet, a Chazar sheet, to help especially those that were busy with the college finals. I suppose some people think I didn't look at the other one, so I'll bring that up now tomorrow. Anybody who wants, there's, I didn't write a mark on them, but I did. One of the things I did is I corrected the spelling of some of them. Okay, but please do a good Chazar. Chazar, well, have the level of Abdullah. As if you were studying for a final in college, you know. Rechem and Zakai said that to Salvezans, they said, what? Like a male bust of a dad? He said, no, halavai, you know. He said, halavai, okay? So, make sure you're